Yes, Amanda. Augusto Bempa is a founder of the Glorious Word and Power Ministry Church. Sheikh Usman Nuhu Sharabutu, the chief imam of Ghana, is among a number of high-profile citizens who Reverend Bempa claimed are set to die this year. My Joy Online reports on this website that shortly after the New Year Eve prophecy, hundreds of Muslim youth armed with machetes and stones stormed Owusu Bempa's church, smashing an organ, chairs, windows and billboards carrying the preacher's image. The news website claims that the youth threatened further action if they didn't get an apology from the self-styled prophet. Emesa Dradozi is a journalist at the Joy Media Group in Accra. Asked her how the incidents are playing out in Ghana.
Right, Ghana is quite a peaceful country. We've not had any form of violence between, you know, Muslims and Christians. And so it was unfortunate when the incident happened like 2 days ago when some angry youth in the stand stormed the church to attack, you know, the auditorium. But I must say that everybody is calling for calm. Even the chief imam himself, in a press statement that was released, is calling on the Muslim youth to be very calm. After the incident happened, I mean, tensions were high. But right after the calls from chief imam, politicians and other civil society, everything has been calm so far and no form of violence has occurred again.
So we shouldn't make too much noise about threats by these youth for further action if they don't get an apology from the self-styled prophet.
Well, people are demanding an apology from Reverend Owusu Bempa. He says he's not going to apologize. But Muslims in Ghana really, really, they do respect their chief imam. So whatever their chief imam says is what they're going to go by. Indeed, on that same day that the people attacked the church, they threatened to go back and attack the church. But this is the third day, and nothing like that has been recorded. We haven't heard any form of violence yet.
I understand Reverend Owusu Bempa himself has refused to apologize for the reckless prophecy, which has left the Minister of Inner Cities, Mustafa Abdul Hamid, scrambling to contain the boiling anger. Does he have a reputation for getting his prophecies right?
Well, I recall the 31st December 2016, he prophesied that the first lady was going to die, that there was going to be coup d'etat, that there was going to be an American war, there was going to be a Nigerian president that was going to pass. These prophecies do not come to pass. Others also think that it is just generic. Obviously, there's a possibility that somebody's going to die. You know? And so for most of his prophecies that he's prophesied, a lot of them do not come to pass. We know that surely somebody's going to die, but for the specifics, we haven't had any of those things happening ever since he started prophesying in this country.
How large is Owusu Bempa's following?
Well, I must say that on the day I went to cover this particular incident, church members came from their homes to come and witness what was happening. That is how loving his church members are. He has a huge following on 31st night. If you go to his church, his auditoriums are always full. His following is huge. You have no idea. Very huge. I have seen videos go into thousands.
Revival churches have become big business in Africa, with preachers resorting to soothsaying doomsday prophecies to fill their church auditoriums with desperate people. Is he rich as his alter egos in Nigeria like TB Joshua?
No, I don't think he's up to TB Joshua kind of level, but I cannot measure his worth, his property and all of that. But I've heard that he's fine.
Emesa Dradozi at Joy FM Media Group on the line from Accra. Emesa, thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
Thank you.